Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the sixth day of the blessed month of Hatur. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us, for in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the consecration of the antiquated Church of the Holy Virgin in the Muharraq Monastery in Cuasca Mount. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has blessed this Church with His presence while He was a child with His mother during their escape from Herod the King. The Holy Family had dwelt in it for 6 months and few days. Its altar is in the stone of the cave on which the Lord Christ sat on. This monastery was built by the disciples of Abba Bachumius of the Canonia in the second half of the 4th century. They chose this area to be a monastery to surround these antiquated churches that had a holy history. Pope Theophilus, the 23rd Patriarch, came to visit this holy place and thought of consecrating this church. The Holy Virgin appeared to him in the evening of some consecration and told him, "How can you consecrate this place that was consecrated by my Son?" Accordingly, Pope Theophilus only celebrated Divine Liturgy during the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ and with him, his mother, the Virgin Mary, along with his holy angels, appeared to him. They blessed the church, and those who were present, the intercession of the Holy Virgin Saint Mary be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year 274 AD, the Holy Father, Saint Felix, Pope of Rome, departed. This saint was born to Christian parents in the city of Rome. In the year 200 AD, they raised him with the Christian principles and advanced education. He graduated, advanced in the clerical ranks. Astasius, Pope of Rome, ordained him a deacon. Pope Justus ordained him a priest. When Abba Dionysius, Pope of Rome, departed, the father who chosen for the Roman See, Abba Dionysius was a contemporary of the Thoma of Thauna, the 16th Pope of Alexandria. He shepherded the flock of Christ with the best of care. When Aurelian Caesar reigned, he incited persecution against the Christians and tortured them severely, and many of them were martyred. Great tribulation befell Saint Felix from the emperor and also imprisoned him. He entreated God to lift up these tribulations away from his people. Pope Felix prayed also to the Lord to spare him from witnessing the torture of the Christians. The Lord accepted his prayers and he departed while in prison. He had sat upon the apostolic throne for 5.5 years. He left many sayings and discourses, useful teaching and sermons. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.